A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé.
How are these fuckers not all in AA?
Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy, enough to last 7 years. Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs in the summer house. Oh well, oh well,
sing
oh
it
well.
With us.
Tell me more,
tell me more.
Will they take Hannah's calls?
Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 yeah.
Why does everything go wrong? Everyone, you know, don't realize how much stress I'm under every single day. And no one was listening to Luke. And I just said one thing, and it's like, Sandwich was like a dictator.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hey.
Could you get off my lawn? I just need to get in my front door.
Oh, my God, you live here?
Oh, welcome I'm sorry.
To Summer House, everybody.
That's actually a really good drunk, sad Kyle.
It needs a little more gravelly. More like this.
A little bit, but it's pretty good.
It hurts to talk that way,
I think
though.
You hit on a character a little bit.
He makes his voice go up here.
Yeah.
Makes it is a little bit like this as he's choking his voice
when he's about to cry.
I do appreciate that Kyle posted a picture on his Instagram of him with his head down on that horse, and he's saying summer should be fun.
Oh, he knows how to laugh at himself.
It's
more
true.
Than anybody in that cast.
Which reminds us, y'all, summer should be fun, and the way to be
summer
fun...
Summer should be fun!
Come to our live shows this summer, y'all. We announced
summer live shows. Unfortunately, we're also going to Texas during the summer. So
we are.
And Phoenix.
We are. We announced.
Not unfortunately, we're going to Texas. It's just, unfortunately, it's going to be hotter than the devil's asshole.
The last time I was in Phoenix was in July. Have you been to Phoenix in
July? I've never been during July.
It is. As somebody who grew up in Oklahoma and Texas, it is something I've never experienced in my life. And it's the most uncomfortable I've ever been for 3 days in a row.
Great. We all know how well I do with heat and cold.
That whole dry heat is bullshit. It's hot.
Great.
Anyway, y'all, come see us.
I'm not leaving my hotel room.
No. Go to our realitygates.com. That should have the dates, or for sure our Linktree link, like on our Instagram. And we put it in the show notes. There's actually a Linktree link to buy tickets. Pre-sale for Patreon and Supercast members starts on Wednesday. And the main show, general sale, will be on
Friday.
Friday. So 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Okay.
This episode of Summer House is episode 14. Keep prom and carry on.
So, okay. What's your first teabag, or do you want me to go? I'll go, actually.
I guess we're just going to get into it.
We don't have any announcements.
That's true. I just want to say, you guys, this next week is finale.
Yes.
I don't know if it was announced at the end of this.
It was.
I can also announce there is a two-part reunion.
Yes.
So there will be, this is episode 14, next week is the finale at 15, and there'll be 16 and 17 will be the two-part reunion.
Yep.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about at the two-part reunion.
I don't feel like this season warranted it.
I'm shocked that this season...
It's just going to be Amanda Kyle purring up drama.
Either that or Lindsay Sierra Austin drama.
Possibly.
And I feel like we've already hashed through that so much.
Well, this is hot tea, actually, but since you brought it up, Craig and Austin have a podcast.
Pillows and Beer.
Pillows and Beer. And apparently they did a live show and they
And got drunk.
They completely bashed the show and said that they got...
Wow!
They did say that Austin, quote, got a bad edit.
I would hope so. Otherwise, he's Darth Vader.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but they said that the production company for Winter House and Summer House will do whatever it takes to make Lindsay look good.
Interesting.
And they also said that anybody that believes Carl and Lindsay are together are kidding themselves.
Ooh!
This was... Craig said, if I did the stuff that Austin did and... It was on Austin and Lindsay did. If I did that stuff with Paige and it was caught on camera, they would have aired it and ruined me.
Wow.
But you also know.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. Craig is famous for vaguely biting the hand that feeds him.
Right.
So I take it with a shot of Southern comfort. But
I think
that's what they were saying.
Both Austin and Craig are trying to find their way out of Southern charm as well.
Yep.
So maybe this is their way to do it.
I think Carl is too. When he told Lindsay, can you imagine not us being together? It was like, are you leaving?
It was very meta.
It feels like they're leaving. I just want to say, so my first teabag has nothing to do with any of that. In fact,
great.
Has nothing to do with any of this. All I just want to say is,
you're in love with me?
No. Paige is talking to Andrea and she's saying, you really need to calm down about this girl. Andrea, and I just wrote, we don't care about this girl.
This
plus point is made up.
I can't believe, I that was another thing for me. I can't believe we have made this Andrea's story for five or six episodes.
For someone we've never seen, I don't care. I don't care if he's sad. And like, he seems like a fine person. I actually think he's probably one of the most likable people in the house.
Yeah.
But we don't know. It's the same thing of like Luke in this episode who starts talking about Nicole. I don't give a fuck about Nicole because we've never seen her and we don't see her until the last 5 minutes of this
fucking
episode.
And also it's the next to last episode. No one cares.
This is the wrong time to introduce this.
Unless she's messy and screaming and just like a crazy person.
It goes to support your theory that these people have no interpersonal connections outside of this house.
Louder.
And therefore, what is this show even about anymore?
Agree. I
enjoyed watching parts of it, but...
I do want to say this thing with Andrea and Lexi reminds me of like Charlie Brown, the little red-haired girl. All we hear about is the little red-haired girl, and nothing ever happens.
But we see the red-headed girl, don't we?
Do we?
Isn't that the red-headed girl in the Peanuts? Maybe it's not.
Which one says I have naturally curly hair?
That's the redheaded girl, I think.
I think you're conflating.
I think I probably am. But yeah. I feel like we do see the redheaded girl. But I just thought, maybe, oh my God, maybe we've never seen the redheaded girl.
I don't think we ever see her. He just talks about the little redheaded girl who's in love with.
Wow.
But this is sadder because in this version, Charlie Brown had the red-haired girl and was a fuckboy, and she won't talk to him again.
If who? If who?
But
this fat tongue.
It is interesting that with a character like Andrea, there's nothing else production can script around him besides this.
I don't think he's a very dramatic person, honestly.
Maybe.
I think he's a very even-keel kind of... just personality. I don't think he's very... It was dramatic.
He
tried to do that first and had the big, thick accent and all that. And when he's around Paige, he's interesting because she's interesting.
Yeah.
But when he's not with Paige, he's just a normal hot person. Because guess what? As we said on this show before, hot people don't have to develop personalities.
No. And I still say
he has more than most.
The best TV on the show is still made by the principals who've been on for how long? Kyle.
Yeah.
Lindsay and Carl. Still make Carl less so now that he's sober.
I think Paige too. I think
she
Paige
has,
is in that.
Yes.
And I enjoy, because you can tell they're friends, I enjoy scenes between Paige and Sierra. You can tell that they're friends and like they have a connection, yeah, and actually care about each other.
But I'm saying Sierra aside from Paige.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying it's like that's there's with Amanda and like when Carl talks to Kyle, we get invested in that, or Lindsay and Carl, whether it's fake or not. But right, like when there's try to have conversations of like Lindsay and Maya, or even Luke and Paige, you're like, I don't
nothing
care.
Deadly.
It's just kind of those three of the old guard, and then Paige and Sierra. I could watch a show about them, and then the rest, you're right, it's just kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
Again, y'all, Alex is still on the show, in case you forgot.
Who?
Yeah.
I think it really does have to do, and you've been saying that what would the show be like with a bunch of people who were who didn't have a lot of personal alliances. And I think we know.
Yeah.
So I think the show should always focus on having a group of friends who've known each other for a long group of time. And then maybe some...
I think it needs a whole new cast, which therefore I think it just needs a whole... I feel like with this wedding
but
might be time for
this
show.
It could be a whole new cast, but they have to have friends who've known each other, yeah, for a while. Not them saying, oh, and my friend Maya, like Paige said, Paige has known Maya for like 3 weeks before she, yeah, came to the show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's, you can tell the authenticity is there, and I don't buy it.
Yeah.
The only reason Sierra and Paige are friends, because they had a whole season and then Winterhouse.
I'm telling y'all, Paige is just, as long as she's with Craig, Paige is just going to start doing Southern Charm. She won't be on the show anymore.
I agree. I agree with that.
I don't know if they film at the same time. I think Southern Charm actually doesn't film in the summer, though. They usually air in the summer.
Southern Charm?
Usually airs like late summer.
Yeah, they don't film. They film, they're probably filming now.
Yeah. So,
or earlier. God, you don't want to film in Charleston in the summer, trust me. Just hot as just dripping with sweat.
Wonderful.
Like a mint julep dripping down your back.
What's your next tea bag?
My first.
Your first.
Oh, that was Andy still not over. Fuck, that was it.
do you need me to go again?
No. Okay. No. I'll move on to my next one.
Okay.
I liked after the freak out that Kyle had, I liked what Kyle was saying about, or Carl was saying about, it's really important, especially with someone like Amanda and with all of our friends, to really think about how we behave in public. And it was such an interesting thing for Carl to say, because Carl has been notorious. He even said, I've shut down a lot of dinners in my time. Carl's been you never saw shitty, gross, no, fuckboy Carl. But he could say the meanest and nastiest stuff.
Well, because Carl's smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows what hurts people. But it was interesting for him to say that, because it was almost a complete repudiation of who he'd been in the past.
For sure. When he said there, he could think of better ways for him to communicate. Yeah. Too.
And he says, and Kyle even responds, all it takes is one little thing to make me spiral. And I think we noticed that last week when you came to the realization that Amanda's not doing anything for this wedding. She can't. No. She physically is incapable, because it's too much. It overwhelms her.
It overwhelms her. And
yeah.
So she's not. And I think you're right. It is a repudiation of Carl's old self. But I 100% see, as Carl's talking to Kyle, I 100% believe this in my head. As Carl's talking to him, he's going, my friend has a drinking problem and he's not ready to see this yet.
Right.
Because the language even he's using is like what you tell people when you're trying to kind of get them to set better boundaries with just alcohol and themselves. And I want Kyle to get sober, but then you become a different person, and I wonder if that happens for him. Would he be with Amanda?
That is true.
Because they don't really have great boundaries for one another.
I don't imagine Kyle saying, I'm an alcoholic, airing on Summer House.
No. No.
So,
no, but I mean,
don't
in real
life. Think it's that kind of show.
No, but it's, yeah, but I agree with you, though, in hearing Carl, it really is. So I don't even think it's Carl talking about repudiation of his old fuckboy self. It's that, and it's old Carl who had a problem with substances.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's mine.
My other one was, I think I learned this summer that I just get over people quick. That's what I learned now. That's what I learned. You fuck me, you leave me, I don't care. I'm on to another one in 2 days. I just get past it.
She did say that.
She did say that. Do we believe that?
I think there is some truth in it that maybe she's learning how to, with the sheer volume of people she's going through, maybe it becomes easier.
Maybe.
I know the more people you date, I dare say you get better at it.
Oh, yeah.
And the more relationships you have, I think you get better at it.
I do think it can hurt less when you've been fucked more.
Fucked over, you mean?
That too.
Yes. Yeah.
But seriously, yeah. So I think I believe her. Whether or not it's happening, I think Lindsay believes this.
Yeah.
And wants to believe it.
And I think whether or not it's healthy is not for us to decide either.
It's for her to decide.
Yeah.
It's for her to decide.
Which is, and that's weird that it's been a house topic. Because no one would, that's why when Lindsay said, no one went after Luke when he's dating all these girls.
It's become a house talk because, remember, and we missed it, Lindsay inserted herself in that conversation.
No, that's true.
And so,
but it was even before that they were all talking about it.
Yeah, they were talking about behind her back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I think it's 100%, like Paige said, it's such a fucking double standard.
Yeah.
Fucking sure.
And if Andrea was sleeping with a different girl every single week, no one would be saying a word.
Paige would, but that'd be it.
Well, yeah, but that would be out of jealousy.
Yeah. You're jealous. You know what? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Oh my God, there's a whale. Seeing a whale is like my biggest fantasy.
I love you, Sierra.
You all need to fucking grow up.
Girl, I wish someone had taken you to SeaWorld.
Well, there was a lovey whale and then a sassy one. Is SeaWorld even open now?
I don't know.
I know it came out with that documentary that everybody Blackfish. Watched.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was terrible. I watched it. I don't even know if it's open.
No, it just reminds you how young Sierra is when she screams, oh my God, a whale!
Well, you wouldn't, if I was at the, I would
I've seen them before, But I don't think I'd say seeing a whale is my biggest fantasy.
That's not my biggest fantasy. No, but if I would go, oh, look, a whale.
Yeah, but I what I don't understand is...
I've seen them like a couple. Have I ever seen
I've been on the beach and seen whales before. I'm surprised that she's never seen a whale. Maybe in that area of the Hamptons, there aren't a lot of whales. But
maybe. Yeah, I don't actually think... I actually have never seen a whale.
Really?
I've seen dolphins. I'm from a landlocked state.
On the coast of South Carolina, you'll see whales all the time.
I don't think they have a lot of whales in Corpus Christi when we went to the beach or in Galveston. I never saw them.
I've been to the beach in Corpus Christi one time, and it was the dirtiest beach I've ever seen.
Terrible.
Maybe I'm wrong, you guys.
At least when we went in college for spring break, it was a disgusting, gross beach. I don't know what it's like now.
I was horrified.
Don't know.
Because the beaches in South Carolina and North Carolina are really pretty. So,
yeah.
Except for Myrtle Beach, which is gross.
I don't know if whales go in the Gulf because it's so warm.
Probably not. And even though you've never been on like a Catalina cruise or something like that and seen whales?
No, I've never been on Catalina cruise. Maybe we could go to Joffrey's and go. I've seen dolphins. Like, we have a sissy who sends us a gift card to Joffrey's.
How about
just
those dolphins?
We could go. Wasn't going to tell you about it and just use it myself, but I have to tell you.
Can I go without you?
Nope. You have to take me. Sorry.
Gross.
Show me the whales.
Can I FaceTime you in with someone else?
Nope. Nope. Okay, I think, am I next?
I just thought that was...
This isn't a teabag. I have more of a question. Who gets... stuck at the border with just their Amex? Or was Craig just telling her that as a lie?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's Craig, so you can believe it.
Yeah.
Can't you just hear?
He'd be without a passport, I assume.
I don't have my passport, but sorry, officer, but I have my assport, and it's so smooth. It's really smooth.
I think I left it at a bar. Can you call?
Yeah.
It was like the bar called like Chuck's or
it's
something.
Called like Chuck's.
You can call him.
Oh boy, something
they
like that.
They had a really nice bartender.
They were really sweet. Please. Sorry.
Call the bartender and they'll read you out my passport number.
Not the girl, because, well, she got mad at me.
No, it is weird. I would hope.
Maybe it was a lie to tell Paige for when this is a two-part teabag for me, which aren't teabags always a kind of a two-parter?
Two-bagger.
Goom, goom. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I got emotionally moved when Craig surprised Paige.
Me too.
I got emotionally
moved. And I didn't
want
to.
I got emotional.
Mostly because... I see how, and she says, I hate everyone, but I really like him. Because
she was genuinely surprised, and when he hugs her, and he just says, I love you.
Oh. Do I think that they're the best people for one another? No, but you know what,
they're
y'all?
They're not the worst.
They're not the worst. And that's not a bad way to start a relationship, to be honest.
And sometimes settling down with not the worst is the way to go. God, that sounded sad.
I think... It's not even that. I think if that person makes you feel good and you have those butterflies, that's different than settling down with not the worst, where it feels like you've made a logic decision to settle down.
Craig might
Very
not be
different.
The great on the best on paper.
Yeah.
She gives him the feels.
Because I think some people...
And he's not terrible.
No. I think a lot of people settle for someone who looks great on paper, who, yes, they might have the feels, but they'll say, well, they fall short in this department and also this department, but they're enough of a good person. And that is settling,
That is settling. It's not like...
I think you should have butterflies.
It's not like she's...
Those go away, but...
Those go away, but... or not. I still have butterflies. I do. But there's...
I want to get that checked out.
It's not Austin. If she was with Austin, I would write her Instagram message saying, break up with him!
Yeah, he's a fuckboy. He's always going to be. I just need to talk about...
And don't worry, y'all. Andrea's going to prom with them. Who cares? Nobody cares. The three of them
are
going to prom.
Well, they kept zooming in on his face, and I'm like, I think he gets that this wasn't some big romantic night.
It did make me laugh when Sierra was like, poor Andre, Craig just keeps shitting all over this.
But it gets to a point where we kind of like,
but you're not together anymore.
Right.
And Sierra doesn't have a date. There's other, and also this isn't real prom.
Right.
It's just a party in your backyard. You're going to talk to some chick and try to bang her.
This is not, this is very removed from prom, because real prom is, I wonder how everyone is thinking about me right now.
Exactly, which is,
oh my God, my mind is going through 1,000 circles. Do I look fat? Oh my God, do they think I'm gay? Oh my God, what is that girl who, does that girl like my dress? Does the popular girl like my dress? All of these things. That should have been what prom was like for you. It wasn't. Was prom just your friends?
You were really anxious in high school.
Yes, I'm anxious now. That should be no mystery for everyone. There is a goddamn Hieronymus Bosch painting going on in my head right now and every minute of the fucking day. Yes, it's not the first time I've talked about the paintings of Hieronymus Bosch.
Bless your heart.
You know, it makes me.
It does make you you.
Probably, and medication.
I went with friends. I had fun. My junior was a little more stressful because I went with a friend who then kissed me, but I didn't really, and wanted me to go back and fuck
was
her.
Was she headless?
Probably. But I didn't want to do that.
And how then was everyone so deluded at your high school to think that you were going to be?
Well, her name was Erica, and she is the one who was obsessed with New Kids on the Block.
Oh, it all becomes clear now.
Yeah. She lives in Oklahoma City now. And then, but I went with my best friend, Lori, that's still one of my best friends. We went my senior and had a ball.
I guess.
We got lawn mowing behind us, but we've got a heart out.
Oh, so it is Wednesday.
We've got a heart out. And we've got to keep doing this podcast.
Hopefully it won't be so loud.
We hear it. They really don't.
Okay.
That's what Christina's always tells me in the video when we freak out.
So, I want to talk about, Alex is talking about, like, oh, I'm going to give her my boutonniere. How pretentious do you, now, I guess he's never heard the word pronounced.
Uh-huh.
Which one is the boutonniere?
I just wrote, even Alex can't ask Sierra to fake prom right.
And I, bless correct him. Me if I'm wrong, you can't ask someone to prom when you're actually taking the picture.
No.
Is it me?
Yeah. Well, but
that
now,
ship has sailed.
This would have given you way more anxiety. Now, sissies, and I know your kids have done it, so come at
promposals.
Us. Now, promposals is a big thing.
What are people huge to do it pressure. So much? And,
but yes, y'all, one person did it, and it made it an Instagram meme, and so now we have to have all these elaborate asks that are filmed on video.
I don't think I would have, I think I would have stayed home from prom if I had to do a promposal.
Oh, not me. I would have made a big of course you would. Song and dance production and just gayed it up. Gayed it up.
Rayanne, motherfucker. Rayanne, Lily McGillicuddy, you're my best girl.
My dad would have loved it, too, because he did all that stuff with me.
I'm picking you up on a tractor to tell you how much I want to go to prom with you, and we're going to fix your hair, and we're going to do your makeup right.
My Papa Mar would have pulled that tractor, because anything, if I was pronounced or professing my love to a woman, he'd want the world to see that. He was just wishing.
Maybe it'll take. Wow.
I also want to say, style-wise, now look, Kyle is wearing a jacket with no shirt, and it's kind of hot because it's a prom.
Yeah.
But Alex, of course, has to take it and cut the arms off, and it looks terrible.
Alex tries too hard.
He's a try hard. It's just always extra, extra, extra.
And it's interesting. Why do you think, besides...
He can't be himself on television.
Agreed.
And it's really bothersome.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm glad you said that.
That's what it is.
Because I don't think it's the fact that he's boring.
No.
That's only the first problem.
It's the fact that he's stilted on television.
Because Luke can be kind of boring because he's a reserved person.
But he can be himself.
But he can be authentic on television. So therefore, sometimes...
And he's beautiful in person.
Oh, Jesus. I think Alex is hotter. But sometimes...
You're incorrect.
But sometimes he's still compelling to watch on television because he's himself.
Right.
Alex just never is.
Yeah, you can't drop it. Can't drop the either the I want people to think I'm
I feel that way with Andrea
successful
too. To a lesser extent,
this
whole fake storyline. Yeah, like, this isn't you.
To a lesser extent, but yeah, I could see that.
Boutonnier.
Okay, my next teabag is y'all. Find yourself a friend like Sierra who says, I had two shots in, and then when you come out in a prom dress, they're so moved and
she's
happy
crying.
For you. They cry. I really, because I hate when I see friendships that are competitive and just,
yeah.
Like, find a friend who will be just as happy or happier for your happiness.
I will say this. Loved it. That scene with them when she's like, Paige, I had two shots of tequila and I'm feeling something, and... It just, that is such an authentic moment.
I love
their
friendship.
And that friendship is very authentic, and the camera shows us everything.
I love them together.
And Paige looks gorgeous in that blue dress.
She looked great. Oh, she's not better. She didn't. Lindsay, I think, won in her Halle Berry dress.
Yeah, it was a very Halle Berry dress.
No. It was the same dress Halle Berry wore, just in black, not in red, because she went to prom the year that Halle Berry won the Oscars. So it's a it's a ripoff.
Did you read that?
No, she said it. It's a ripoff of that dress.
Good for her.
She said, I saved up and bought it for $400, which back then, $400 would be like $1,000 for a prom dress. Yeah. Golly, I remember.
What was your prom theme?
The junior year, it was the year we did it, and I helped organize it. And
of course you did.
And because I did the music, I had to schedule people. It was Hypnotize the Moon.
What does that mean? Is that a song?
Yeah, Clay Ward. She could charm the stars.
Clay what?
Hypnotize the moon.
Clay who?
Clay Walker, I think. He was really popular because all the girls and a couple of boys loved how he was known for his hot ass. He had a pretty voice, too,
but
though.
What's if your theme is Hypnotize the Moon, is it just all moon stuff?
So it was all celestial themed.
Okay.
It was very pretty. Because when you do, I know that you were not on the prom planning
committee. I was not.
I was.
Of course you were.
You get like a little book and you order a kit. So there's different kits. And so there was a celestial kit. And I said, let's do it, and we can do... Somebody said Hypnotize the Moon, that song, and then I made a bold choice, and people were not happy about it. People wanted me to sing the...
Oh, how brave.
People wanted me to sing Hypnotize the Moon because it's a male that sings the song, and I said, no, we are not going to have that. My friend, Shelly Denham, is one of the best singers I know, and she is shy, but I'm going to put her up there, and she's going to sing that as a female. And she sang that... And people's mouths were dropped because they didn't realize how good Shelly Denham could sing, and she sang the shit out of that.
Just a follow-up question.
I sang Water Runs Dry with three men in a quartet.
When did prom become a musical performance?
When is it not?
It's not.
We still had the best music at our prom. People still talk about it to this day, I've heard.
Am I? Okay.
One person said it to me at Stoptown Baptist years ago.
Maybe I'm incorrect. This was not a time for students to actively perform.
Well, what are they going to do? It's in the middle of the cafeteria, and the lunch ladies are making our food. What's going to happen? We're going to hear them yelling? We've got to have music.
You have music played by a DJ.
We have that, too, but we just had people that did... We had like three different like musical performances because we had a lot of talented singers. We actually had because we won state and choir, so we had a lot of people who could sing.
But that's not what prom is.
They entertain. It was for us. It isn't.
Okay. Come at. Maybe this is just something I don't know.
You would have played piano. I would have had you do something.
And let's say this. In all my time of watching proms on TV and movies and show and TV about prom, I've also never seen a performance.
No, we had them.
Maybe. Great. What was Marty McFly? But he performed with the band that was there.
The band that was there.
It wasn't a scheduled performance.
What band would we get?
Because I've heard of bands doing the dance, but not...
not students actually performing.
Who we gonna get? Red Dirt? A bunch of people that are like performing in Young Bart?
But y'all come
no,
at
we
me.
Can't do that.
Maybe this was a thing at your high school, but I didn't think students performed at
no.
prom.
No. Joey Parker was in, what were they called? Cheyenne, but they weren't a very good band.
So you just said, we're going to perform for
not
everyone.
Not Cheyenne, Cherokee. That's what they were called.
We need to move on.
Because they did more hard rock.
I've exhausted this.
Well, okay. I think that's all I have to talk about the show. I don't know what else you have.
I just had one, the prenup garbage, pernup garbage.
Don't do this when you're drunk.
That was another thing for me is they seem to want to have these conversations when they've been drinking. And I wish that there was a friend or someone to pull them aside to say, let's not do this.
Let's not do this, yeah.
Yeah. I think Amanda tries, but I wish that Kyle had either Carl or Lindsay.
And you know what? It's Kyle's fault. He asked for it. He brought it up.
Yeah, he did.
So, and Amanda shows him no sympathy, but he brought that on himself.
Right. She's like, why would I? And this is clearly, Amanda's like, correct. Why would I do this when there's nothing to benefit me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this prenup has been all fraudacity from the beginning.
They're not going to get it. I'm calling it now. They're not.
No, absolutely not.
No, because as Paige is here, listen, Amanda rightly said, I quit my job to work on this fucking company.
Yeah.
I deserve a steak.
Well, that's the show, y'all.
You better run for cover. You better hide your heart. Now that song's in my head.
I don't think I know that one. Was that 90s country?
Yep.
Okay.
1996.
You know what? I think I could probably, I probably heard it, but like the title doesn't hit me.
Hypnotize the Moon, y'all. All right, y'all. Hey, go to our Linktree link for tickets for our shows or go to realitygaze.com. We'd love to see y'all this summer. Summer should be fun, like Kyle said. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spotify.
Listen to us on, or watch us on the TikTok.
The TikTok.
We got that going on. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter for now. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen there. So
if Elon Musk makes me buy a Tesla, I'm out.
Or if a man who tried to usurp democracy is allowed back in, I'm out.
That is true.
So there you go. And if you don't like us talk about that on politics, you can rightly fuck off. That's
well, he's been vocal about saying he's not joining.
I hope not. Yeah. I won't do it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We'll see y'all next time. And until then,
how do we end this show?
No, you did it wrong.
What do we say?
Remember, y'all.
If you're at prom. And someone politely whispers in your ear when you're dancing to Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight. And they see a girl they don't know across the floor and she's dressed so beautifully. You're like, wait, who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Stop coughing.
And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts.
Oh.
But, what are you gonna do? That summer.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.